There we go. The chicken chef from Gladiator is going to be Johnny Cash.
Yep.
What was that?
I was waiting.
Waiting for what?
Making sure we had a...
Who's already going? I saw the red bar?
Yeah, you know.
Speaking of red bars, comes at you. We are...
Mike.
I'm Cody. That blank space was Joe, because Joe's not here, so Joe's intro does not get said by anybody but Joe. And since he's not here, that's what you get. Anyhow, Michael.
Yes.
Since we didn't do any preparation beforehand, what are we talking about today? We got two things to talk about.
Oh, we got two things.
What are those two things?
We got AEW to TN. No.
I mean, we could, but that's not what I was thinking about. We got
Rambo.
Rambo what?
Last Blood.
Yeah, bitch, what?
And we have a space movie.
Ad Astra.
Yeah, that one.
That space movie. The one with the guy who eats stuff in those movies with all the burglars.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt, by the way, if he doesn't know who I was talking about.
He's talking about the ocean movies, too.
The ocean movies, yes.
Eats.
Because he's a lot on eating. Screen. Like every scene that he's in, he's eating something.
It's hilarious.
So we'll start with Rambo. Because, well, that was the plan. And Ad Astra was like a random, let's go see that. Without Joe. So, for folks who don't know, Rambo Last Blood, potentially the last one they're going to make.
It's a,
hopefully.
I mean, he's all but said it's the last
one. Hopefully it will be, because the way it ends. We're going to spoil stuff, so if you're planning on seeing it, fast forward to Ad Astra, which we're also going to spoil.
No, there's nothing we're going to spoil. It's exactly, you know what I mean? Like, you're not getting...
Well, there's one big story part that I was shocked by that I was going to spoil.
Oh, that the girl died?
Yeah. Like...
Yeah, that was fucking gnarly.
I was like, wait.
But after thinking about it, it's like, yeah, it's a fucking Rambo movie. Of course she died.
In the context of a Rambo movie, it makes sense. It's just...
It was kind of jarring.
Yeah, like...
Because you felt like...
That's a little bit of redemption. Like, he needs a little bit of redemption.
And he got none.
Literally none. Like...
Yes.
The only thing... The only bit of redemption, and it's not even that big of redemption, is that the grandmother... We didn't see her say do anything bad, but like she got to go live her life out, which looked like it was in Mexico. I'm not too sure where she was. It didn't really say because it showed her at one point at a church thing, and I was like, "Is this like looks a lot like Mexico to me?" But yeah, I mean that's the only redemptive thing. He got revenge, but like otherwise, like it's just a terrible existence in general. Like he can't be happy.
Rambo, well, according to the story, had a good 10-year run.
Yeah, for sure.
Fairly happy about stuff.
And then it ended in complete tragedy.
Yeah.
And body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Because like, he ain't going to be the same no more. No matter what cave he goes through to burn a hole closed, it's not going to be great.
He's probably going to die now.
He probably going to die. You know, it's funny, and I bring this up, and it's not anything bad. The one thing that bothered me about this movie... is he left the bridles on the horses when he shoot them away. He took the saddles off. He didn't have any leg wraps on them, but he left bridles on them. I was like, I don't know if you know this or not, they can't really eat with bridles in. I mean, they can. It's made for them to close their mouths, but it limits their tongue, so they don't bite their tongue when they're running and stuff, I guess, is one of the reasons why. Also, you can control their heads better. But like, they left the bridles on, and I'm pretty sure they had bits in them, so they might not have. Some bridles don't have bits in them.
Yeah, some of them don't.
But I was like, I don't know why that bothered me so much. Maybe
he knows they're getting picked up.
I guess. Like, run to the next farm. Bitch, I didn't see you have a neighbor anywhere close.
I'm
like,
sure there's
some. Like, when she was like, I'm going to go to my best friend's, I'm like, yeah, I'll see you in like 7 hours when you travel to an actual city. Because there's nothing around. Like... The bad guys chose a bad time to come to him. Like, I would have gone to him at night because...
Yeah.
You can see for miles on that road, and you could tell. Like, he saw him coming up. He's like... He had a leisurely stroll from that fucking graveyard around that tree to his front... To his front... The front of his house all the way to his barn before they got there. And they were in speeding vehicles. Anyhow, we're going to do our regular run-through on this one. Michael... What are your top three things you liked about it, and what was the one thing you were surprised by, if you have those?
One thing, did you, before I get into that, did you notice there's this weird, Rambo got oddly politicized?
Yeah.
So like the left and the right, like the left hated it and the right loved it, and it's like a right wing fucking
pro fucking pro
MAGA fucking movie. I'm like, really? Is that what happened? Because it was violent and he had guns. Is that
and he was fighting what would have been sex trafficking? Even though original rumors that we heard was it was going to be about sex trafficking.
Yeah.
This movie, believe it or not, very little to do with sex trafficking. Yes, it plays an element to it, but the movie itself is not about sex trafficking. No. So, that said, I could see if it were more about sex trafficking being more of the immigration stuff and like that. But, like, if this is your pro-gun violence movie, you're choosing the wrong movie because murder happens.
Yeah.
And it's all with weapons. Yeah. And it's not good. Like, there's a difference between home defense and what he fucking does.
Yeah.
Like, setting bullet traps and...
Well, I mean...
Spike pits and, like, you know...
Yeah.
Mark Hamill just liked my tweet.
Oh, nice. Which one?
The one about... So, did you see the thing that for his birthday, the Batman animated series account wished him a happy birthday, and he's like, and then like, to the world's best Joker, and he also played a character named Luke, and I was like, there was a character named Luke in Batman animated series? What episode? I'll watch right now. I got that box set or something like that. He just liked it, so.
Nice.
We all know he was not playing... He didn't play Luke in a Batman animated series. He played Luke in some weird star movie.
Some Star Trek ripoff.
Some nonsense that assholes wear on t-shirts.
All right. Thoughts on Rambo Last Blood. One, I like the movie.
Yep.
But, like, also, and this is a common theme, like, know what to expect when going into a movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the people who didn't like it, I understand not liking this movie. I completely get not liking this movie. But I don't understand people who were expecting anything other than what it was.
And yeah, I mean,
they're not liking it. You know what I mean?
Like, there's a severity of it that I was not prepared for.
But not really if you go back to the last Rambo, though.
A little bit. I mean, there's a lot of, like, there's a way more violent and gore scenes in Rambo and then Rambo Last Blood. But the amount of it and the way they did it was drastically higher in this movie. Like, if you saw Rambo, the fourth movie, so just it's called Rambo, and then you watched this one and said, oh my God, he's so much more violent. Bitch, you didn't watch that movie because that movie's violent as fuck. He literally cuts a guy in half almost with his Rambetti. He rips a dude's throats out at one point. Yeah, like he rips a dude's, which is cool because he struggles with it. And it's so violent.
Not all.
But like the I don't know if it's a 50 cal. I don't know what caliber that gun is. And he turns and he shoots through the driver who's sitting on the other side of the window, and then mows down the people running across the already minefield. By the way, which is a great fucking scene because he doesn't mow through everybody because a couple of them blow up, and then some of that one that like teeters over.
Yeah,
is fantastic too. Yeah. I really wish I would have watched at least that one again. I mean, I've seen it several times.
I want to go back. But, and they're all on digital for $9.
Each $9?
No. $9.99 for the first four.
Still?
I don't know still.
Because I might need to buy that. I don't. Because I know I don't.
Well, I
won't have
the price now, but.
Oh, I can look it up. Where's my.
Your phone?
Oh, it's back here. No, it's back here. I put it over there. Because she liked the fucking talk still. She's the other day. I don't even know what I said, anything that's even remotely sounded like her name. And she's like, what? I was like, I wasn't talking to you, digital lady, from my phone. Stop talking to me.
You bitch.
Go ahead.
But, yeah, so.
Because I might buy these all for. Because I don't own any of them digitally. I think I own Rambo on Blu-ray.
I own the first four on Blu-ray.
And I don't think I own the original.
But for $10, I mean, I was like.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's just buy them.
Jesus. Go ahead. Sorry to distract
you. Yeah, so just like know what you're expecting. Like, I'm not expecting.
Oh my God, it is.
Stallone to.
Still $10 for all four of them.
That's so great, dude.
Yeah, I don't own nice. Rambo.
Get him.
You could buy. So for $10, you can buy Rambo.
Yeah, or for $10.
Or for $10, you can buy all Rambos, four of them.
The first four Rambos.
I'm going to purchase this while you're talking. Go ahead.
Oh, face recognition? Is that what you hit it up
on? Yeah, this way. I just realized I have to type my phone, so I have to type my password in, but go ahead.
Yeah, but like, it's a thing. Oops. Like, know what this movie is gonna be. Like, it's a pretty clear road what we've gone down with the Rambo movies. Like, if you've seen the other four, like Rambo First Blood, you're like, all right, it's a wholly different movie than the other Rambos.
Yeah, First Blood is the most different of all the movies.
Yeah. It was based off of a book.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, it was like that. And it was very actiony, but it was more, how much?
$15 for all three.
It was very actiony, but it was more like they're hunting him and he's just trying to stay alive. And you remember too, he doesn't kill anybody in the first Rambo.
Yeah.
Like, he's very careful to make sure he doesn't kill anybody because he just wants to be left alone.
Yeah.
Second one, he's in jail because all the issues of the first one, because he basically destroyed a town. Even though he didn't kill anybody, he fucking wrecked that town.
Yeah, that town's never going to be the same. If anything, he killed that town.
It's his fault. So, I mean, yeah, fuck that guy.
It's always the white man's fault.
One of them. Yeah, for sure. Part two, they're like, hey, we got some POWs, you want to go get them? And they don't expect him to get them, but he fucking gets them, and it causes all these issues.
They're like, shit.
And then it gets more into like the political thing. Is like, well, we weren't really trying to find them. We didn't want to find them. And he gets pissed off, and it's more like realizing his country doesn't have his back, like his country doesn't care about him kind of thing. It's just like emphasizing that. Third one, is he's in... Where did he end up in the third one? Thailand?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's just hanging out.
Bangkok, Thailand, right?
No. Something like that. I can't remember now. Fuck.
I'll look it up right now.
But the third one is like...
Fuck, that's what he's saying.
Is like the one guy who had his back is in trouble, so he's going to go try to get him.
Yeah.
You know? And...
It's his old lieutenant.
Yeah, his old boss. Yeah, I can't remember his name or his rank. But the third one was more of like I have to go and get this guy on my own kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he's helping out like small villages and shit, and he's just trying to live a peaceful life, blah blah blah. Rambo, you fast forward a bunch of years because there's a huge gap between the third and the fourth one.
Huge gap.
And then you find out Rambo's just been living in Thailand. I think he's back in Thailand at that point.
No, he's in the Philippines?
No.
I'll look it up.
No, because in the third one, he talks about going to Thailand. So he ends up in Thailand. So he's somewhere close to Thailand in the third one. Anyway, that part doesn't matter.
Vietnam and Rambo 2.
Okay.
Or Rambo 3, I mean.
Yeah. Vietnam. So anyway, you find out he's just this dude that's just living, you know, doing his thing, trying to be left alone.
3 years after the events of... Yeah, so I was like I said, sorry not to interrupt you again. The second one is in Vietnam.
Right.
Rambo is in Thailand.
Okay.
At the beginning of 3. And then he has to go... He has to repel Soviet fighters in Afghanistan.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah. Because he plays that weird horse soccer game.
Yeah, horse soccer game. Polo? I don't know if that's what it is or not, but polo sounds like
it's something to do with like a dead animal, I think.
And then... In Rambo, I want to say I could have swore. You're right. You're probably right. It is probably the villain.
Back in Thailand. I'm like 99% sure. Back in Thailand.
Because it's Burma, right? As he goes
Burma.
To?
Yeah. You're right. You're right. It's Burma.
Yeah, Burma. Here it is. Okay.
Yeah.
And where's Burma at, technically? Well, it's Myanmar. Is that part of? It's not part of the Philippine Islands, right?
I have no clue. I'm too dumb.
I mean, I don't even know of all the states and cities that are in our country, let alone anything else.
Yeah.
So, Republic Union of Myanmar, also known as Burma, is a country of Southeast Asia. Borders India and Bangladesh. And to its west is Thailand. So, that's why.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
All right. So in the fourth one, he's just this dude hanging out, and then like a bunch of white people go
catching
try to
snakes and shit for snakes
on the river.
Yeah.
So basically, you get the vibe that he's one of the few people with the boat.
And he's removed himself away from society.
Yeah. So he's doing literally just enough to get by and be left alone. Some people go missing that he boat rided to wherever he needs to go. And he told him you shouldn't go there, but he didn't care. And he's like, whatever, I'll take you there. And all those people get captured. Yep. A bunch of them get killed.
And then a second group.
And then, yeah, a priest guy, because it was a church. Yeah. It was a church group going to help.
Which he finds out is not a church group.
Yeah. He was like, hey, these people are missing. Can you find them? And he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. But then he's like, fuck it, let's kill some people. And then
he makes a new knife.
Does it, and he kills the shit ton of people. Like, he kills all of them. And at the end of that movie, he goes home, back to Arizona. You think that's where the story ends off, right? He goes back to his home ranch, whatever.
Jump 11 years in the future.
Another big jump. He's living on this ranch, and he's got...
There's 20 years between 3 and 4?
Yeah.
Not I true. Didn't think about that. Like, that was those first three were all in the 80s.
When the first one came out.
82
to 2019. Yeah.
Dude, okay.
It's reaching. So this new one, he I don't need to give you all the details, but they do a pretty decent job of letting you know, like, obviously he still has PTSD.
Yep.
He's on medication.
Lives in what we think is an underground bunker.
Yeah.
Turns out it's a little different.
Turns out it's a tactical fucking kill you area.
Not just that, it's miles.
Yeah,
it's under his property. Ton. Like,
so he still has ridiculous. Issues. Like, he still has issues. Even
and he's some fighting
small
him.
Conversations with the girl in the movie. It kind of they don't come out and tell you all the things he struggles with, but like you get the vibe. If you're paying attention to the movie, you understand what all he's going through. You know, all the regrets. He doesn't have any friends. He only has this one small family, which is just a grandma and a kid at this point. She calls him Uncle John.
Yep.
So, like, you could tell, like, that's his only thing that's keeping him fucking sane is this girl. Well, this girl goes to Mexico to reach out to her deranged. That's not the word.
No.
Her estranged.
There you go.
That's a word. Father. And he's like, don't do it. This guy's an asshole. Like, there's nothing. And she's like, I need to know. And she
then goes, you find out a little bit more that there's some more stuff he's not telling her.
Yeah, like he was like really, really bad. Like, and then she meets him. Turns out he's just as garbage as he was saying. Like, no redeeming qualities.
Rambo's always right.
Always right.
I've seen four of these movies already. He's always right.
And then she gets drugged and
sex slaved,
and all drugged up. So he finds out she's been missing. He knows where to go to look for her. Goes look for her. Basically finds where she's at. Goes to get her. And just gets the shit kicked out of him terribly. Because there's like 30 dudes.
Yeah.
And he can't fucking... He's an old man. He can't fight 30 dudes one on 30 like yeah. that. You know?
One on one. Different story.
So he gets the shit kicked out of him. And he has to rest up for a few days. Somebody who's been kind of following him helps him. Like
Paz Vega.
So he gets some more details on exactly what's going on. He finds the place where his niece has been kept to do her, you know,
sex slave stuff.
You know, whatever, and just slave stuff. Wrecks a bunch of dudes with a hammer to get her. Gets there and you're like, all right, like, because you see the trailers where, you know, they're attacking his ranch, and you're like, in your head you're like, he got the girl, they're just gonna be pissed and just try to come after it because they have their license and stuff.
Yeah,
so you're like, well, that's what's gonna happen. They're gonna get
revenge back. For her because yeah. because you think he's gonna go rescue her, he's gonna kill a few people,
yeah.
And then
probably kill like a brother or something, yeah. and like piss one of the bosses off, and they're yeah. just gonna like
do something detrimental to their.
Yeah, we're gonna go get yeah. them all to send a message, right? Well, that's not what happens.
No.
The girl's been drugged up so bad,
yep,
to keep her all like aloof and everything.
And there's foreshadowing from Paz Vega's character,
yeah,
that I didn't think was foreshadowing at the time because Rambo's gonna rescue her,
yeah.
But anyways, go ahead.
But she ends up dying on the way home. Like, he gets her, but doesn't get her home fast enough. And she dies of a drug overdose, I'm guessing.
Or, yeah, most likely. You know,
something.
Something's going to happen eventually because they kept pumping her full of heroin. Yeah, so
he's super pissed. And, like, but at that point, like, the drug people and the sex slave people, they're just going to leave him alone at this point.
Yeah.
They're like, well, that sucked. And they're like, done deal, whatever, we just move on.
Yep.
But Rambo's like, nah, nah, son, y'all killed my friend. So he goes back, and there's two brothers at the head of this whole thing. He kills enough people to get into the house of one of them and cuts his head off. Just cuts his head off, and you see a quick clip of him throwing it out of the truck on the drive
home. I laughed so hard.
It's so gnarly.
There was two parts I know you and I both laughed at. The collarbone breaking,
oh,
which
so
is
gnarly.
Brutal, but somehow we laughed. And the drop, and the dumping the head on the freeway, yeah. on the road, yeah. and letting it bounce around.
Then it rolled.
Yeah. Ugh, laughed so hard.
So gnarly. So that is what sends this group over the edge. It's like, you killed like the main boss's brother. So now it's like, all right, everyone mount up. We're going to go get this dude because we know where he lives. And this whole time, Rambo's been setting traps for him and getting ready. Strategically placing up weapons and bombs and fucking
a litany of traps.
Yeah, spike logs.
And ridiculous.
Pits of death. All kinds of gnarly shit. And so, yeah, and then so the final 20 minutes is exactly what you think it's going to be. It's just going to be all these bad guys running through this fucking maze of death. And, you know, obviously Rambo set everything up and he's just wrecking fools the whole time. And it ends with the inevitable climax of him literally cutting the heart out of
ripping.
The guy. Yeah.
Ripping the heart
out. The heart out of like the main bad guy. Which is, he tells him he wants him to feel what see what it feels like to have your heart ripped out. The only difference was they didn't really do it to Rambo, but Rambo literally did it to that guy.
Yeah, it was the most ridiculous thing too, because he stabs him through the chest with his Bowie knife, right? With his big fucking, not the Rambetti, but definitely a Bowie knife.
Yeah, first three.
Yeah, he buries it pretty much hilt deep right in this fucking dude's chest. Pulls down, and you're like, okay, that's enough, right? Then he pulls fucking right with it, making an L shape, then reaches in and literally rips the beating heart out of this and shows him.
Yeah.
The guy dies and he just looks at it.
Looking at his heart in another man's hand.
Throws it on the ground. It was, of everything, it was the most ridiculous thing in this entire movie. It was the fact that he, with his bare hands, ripped a man's heart out of his chest. Yeah. I don't know. I'm no doctor.
Like he super punched through there.
Well, yeah. He didn't. He didn't hot shots part two.
Yeah.
But
it definitely didn't seem like it should be able to.
Yeah. Like he didn't struggle ripping it out of his chest. He just pulls it out and he's like, look at here.
I wonder how wiggle, hard it wiggle, would wiggle. Be. Like, if it was exposed.
If so.
Like, how connect. Like, how hard are those connections
to the body? He buried this knife through the chest bone, which is like one of the hardest places to go. Then drags the knife down through it, which is, I think, impossible.
Nah, I'm going to say it's possible.
Okay. Then the whole, like, going sideways. That's fine, because at this point...
Yeah, you're in the meaty parts.
Yeah, like he's in the lower gutsy area, so it's like, oh, I'm just moving the stuff out of the way to make a little bat wing out of it, and then I'm going to pull this heart out. But I'm going to guess those valves, which any doctor can correct me, I think there's at least two big, large valves on a heart, and I could probably pull up a picture, but...
I just don't know how hard they are, like how well they're connected.
Because what I expected is as he pulls it out, those would come with it. But he literally just pulls out a heart that's been severed from everything.
Yeah, I wonder how like accurate that would be.
Yeah,
like if that's accurate.
How much travel does the heart have to be able to be pulled from the body before those go, oh, God, and they rip loose? And how easy it is to rip those loose?
Yeah, anyway, it was fucking gnarly,
though. It was nuts.
It was a fun time.
If he were to, if you were to cut the heart out of somebody and then show it to somebody, it's one thing. But to cut into the living man as he's pinned to a barn door with arrows, which no arrows blew up in this movie, so kind of horseshit right there.
He did blow some stuff up.
Oh, he blew up plenty of stuff. That's why I wasn't super upset about it. But I was like, come on. But then to remove the still beating heart and show it to him was I'm not going to say too much, but it was a little ridiculous. But like a fun, it was. I was fine.
Yeah, it was a fun, like, ridiculous. Yeah,
it was
again. This is the kind of movie you should have been expecting. Like if you're not expecting this,
I didn't expect the severity.
Like he literally, the last movie, he cut a man in half,
almost in half,
almost in half, and the guts spilled out as he
and he rolled down the like, hill.
Like,
which I still, I think they killed somebody. I don't know how they did that in real life.
Yeah.
Because like the dude twisted and he was like still one piece, but like
yeah, like the legs were facing one way and the body, the upper torso, was facing the other way as they were rolling. Like
it, yeah, and like they're away from each other. It was gnarly.
And
yeah.
guts and stuff fell.
I was happy the Rambetti showed back up though, yeah. and he resharpened it. Because he had this weird shrine to guns and stuff, which is probably the reason like the right wing was all about it. They're like, yeah, look at all the guns. He's pro-gun, bitch. No, he's pro. And he killed a bunch of Mexicans. Yeah, and, exactly.
I don't. You didn't kill him.
There was. I think there was at least two white guys in there too.
Yeah, yeah. There was a couple white dudes.
I'm like,
but it's like, I think it's one of those things where it's like, I thought Stallone was like, yeah, this is gonna be one of those fun throwback action movies, and then when he realized like. This crazy right ring or liking it for the wrong reasons. He's like, ugh.
He's like, shit.
That wasn't the point. Yeah. Don't like it for that. So yeah, the movie was just ridiculous, but it was fun. And it all led up to like the big grand finale. And it was on par with the character Rambo as he's evolved through the years. Like it sucks because you thought at the end of the last one, he got a little bit of happiness because he got home. Yeah. And if they would have ended it right there, you could have had all these, like, you know, you could have done a fan fiction where he just lived happily ever after, you know. And
had is there a Bowie, Arizona? Is that a real place? I thought it was Dewey. It's Bowie, Arizona. That's a real place.
How close is it to the border?
It's also it was named after Fort Bowie. I need to look this up. I need to look where... Sorry, go ahead. Keep talking.
No, about that was it.
Where is... I don't even heard of this. Cochise County?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that at? Is there a map?
It's up yonder.
Oh, let's look at... It gives me fucking coordinates. Like, I know... Oh, that's exactly where that's at. Thanks a lot, Wikipedia. Fucking Christ. Either. Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely near the border.
Is it?
Dude. The Red Square.
Oh, I wonder how far it is from Bisbee.
That thing is
in the Bisbee a couple times.
Lower right hand corner of Arizona apparently is Cochise County, and that's where Bowie, Arizona is at. Is that where the Bowie knife was invented?
That's so serendipitous.
Is it?
I don't think so.
Why is Bowie, Arizona a thing then? In popular culture, Bowie, Arizona. Oh, it was always his hometown? Holy shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. They even like make reference of him being from Arizona in the first one.
Interesting. Ew. The climate there. Yikes. Yo, the average, so, I don't know why Wikipedia has this as a thing for Bowie, Arizona, but record high is nowhere near, like, say, Phoenix or Yuma. The record high is 116. Average high, 90s, high 90s. Average low is... Not free. Well, a couple of those are freezing. 30 degrees. 36 degrees. It's not 30 degrees. Yeah, it's not bad. Record lows, though. Ooh, record lows during November through March is 15, 3, 3, 4, 9, and 14. It can be pretty cold there, apparently.
Not bad.
I got to look up where the Bowie knife is invented at. Go ahead. What are your things? What are your three and your one?
Oh, my three and my one. Three is like I loved how they kind of stayed with the character growth. Like for better or worse, it makes sense how that person is.
Bowie knife wasn't invented in Bowie, Arizona.
Yeah,
boom. It was invented in the 19th century. It was it was created by James Black. In the early 19th century for Jim Bowie, who had become famous for his use of large knife at a duel known as the Sandbar Fight.
Holy shit.
Yeah, which is nuts. Like, the picture they have of this looks I mean, Rambo's is a combat version of it, but this is like a one-handed mini sword. Like, look at that fucking thing.
I don't know. That's gnarly.
Yeah, that's someone who's intending on killing somebody. Go ahead.
Knife duels.
Yeah, because, you know, knife duels are always a pleasant thing to have.
I wish we could go back to the old days.
Yeah.
Of knife duels.
Of knife duels. You wronged me, sir. Get your knife ready. That worked?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Just checking.
One, I really enjoyed how the character arc of Rambo makes sense through the course of the movies.
Yeah.
Two, I really like the fact that he is a old man in this one.
And the realism of being old.
Yeah, like he's not just fucking shit up like he did in like the first couple. You know what I mean? Where he's just running through motherfuckers. Like he, like the one scene where he goes to face to face and it doesn't work out for him because there's just too many and he's just ill prepared.
He doesn't take anybody out with him.
No.
Like he punches a guy, I think.
Yeah, he punches somebody, but like that's it. He doesn't get the upper hand on anybody.
Yeah.
So when he goes back, he's a little bit more tactical and stealth about it. Yeah, a little bit smarter. So just like that, it adds to because if he was just, you know, fist fighting dudes the whole time, it'd be kind of like, well, it doesn't work. Like he can't, it's not time in this franchise for him to John Wick some shit. You know what I mean? And then the third thing is, and this is a thing that I had an issue with some people complaining about. So I love the idea of like he had these tunnels that he obviously kept for tactical reasons because PTSD kind of fucking still out there a little bit, still real paranoid. So he made these tunnels and they're very tactically designed and he knows them like the back of his hand. He knows everything on them. Like even like earlier in the movie, he does like maintenance walks on them. Like he checks up on them. He keeps them in working condition and shit.
It's like a daily routine thing for him.
Yeah. So you have to be paying attention, which I don't think a lot of people were.
They never do.
But if you're paying attention, they're laying the groundwork, letting you know like what these are and how, why he's doing them and how well he knows them. The third thing I like is the fact that he knows these tunnels and he basically rigs these tunnels to be his like attack point, like his battlefield where he has the upper hand.
Yeah.
And I saw people online going, it doesn't make sense. Like how could he make all these traps and all these explosives and all, like, motherfuckers, he had time.
He had days.
He had time and he had the means that he's been accumulating shit this whole time.
He has a bunch of weapons.
You know what I mean? He has explosives. He has all these things and time. If you go back to the second movie, he was fucking murking dudes off of homemade fucking booby traps in the jungle.
Yeah.
Like, so of course, if he has time and weapons, like they're going to be way more efficient and they're going to do way more damage and way, way less, you know, basic as he was in the jungles. Cause you gotta remember, this dude is basically built as like the greatest soldier America has ever had at this point. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
he's a great tactician.
Yeah. He knew everything. Yeah. He fucking,
it's on his home turf.
Yeah. And so that's how you get the upper hand when you're older and
Rambo
slower.
Three is where he burns the wound shut. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's in the cave, I guess. Yeah. Before he fights the helicopter.
So gnarly.
Still so makes me. I'll be watching it again.
Yeah, so good. But yeah, I love that one. And then the thing that surprised me the most,
it has to be the girl dying.
Yeah. Okay. The fact that they didn't just throw him a bone and be like, because it would have been so easy.
Because it's his last movie. Yeah. Like, air quotes, most likely it's going to be his last movie. It's going to be his last. It has to be.
Stallone's in this thing where he's saying goodbye to characters. You know what I mean?
Maybe they'll do Stallone in a retirement home. Like, Rambo in a retirement home. Where he has to defend a retirement home. And he gets to run to other old surviving vets to fight with
him. A couple others, like one more badass one who kind of ran that shit.
Like, one he ran into, like, in one movie once before.
Yeah. Could have been the skinny guy he saved in the second one.
Yeah.
Be fine.
If he's still alive, yeah, for sure.
Anyway.
Anyhow.
But yeah, the fact that his niece dies in this one, when you think they got her. And like I said, it's so easy to say this group is pissed off that he got one of the girls back and killed a couple clients. Let's go fucking make an example of them.
With a claw hammer, by the way.
Yeah. But
yikes.
But that wasn't enough because the crew was like, oh, we lost one. No big deal. We'll cut ties. Which, like, a smart group of bad guys would do.
Which I think, I mean, obviously they were going to do that.
Yeah.
Then
he goes back.
The second coming.
Cuts a guy's head off.
Yeah. Kills everybody going up to his little house. Murders him. Because I thought, okay, cuts his head off. You see the body without a head, right? I thought they're gonna, like, he's going to send it to him. He's going to, like, find it, like, in their car or whatever. Nah, he's just driving on the freeway.
He throws it out.
In fucking, you know, Cochise, Arizona, and just tosses it on the road. Like, fuck it. Yeah. Hope they find it. It's the only road in and out. They're going to run into it. Seen it half masticated by wild animals.
I also saw someone complain about, like, the Chola chick in the first of the movie. Like,
oh, girl's Giselle?
Friend that was shitty. Complain how she was a...
stereotype?
Characterization stereotype.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, they're real.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not saying everybody in Mexico is like that.
No, but I'm saying every group of friends knows somebody just like her. It was probably the most realistic performance of any movie I've seen lately. Like, I literally know I have two people from my high school that I was like, oh, that's her. Like, that was them.
Yeah.
It was fucking spot on. That's exactly how she would talk and act in her mannerisms. Yeah. People were like, that's racist. I'm like, well, it's not racist. It's real.
Yeah.
It's a real person. I promise you.
And I said this to Tim last night. The acting in this is not great, but I've never gone to a Rambo movie to look at acting. I'll say there was two parts, though, that legit had the best acting. And it's both opposite Stallone. Hmm. When he threatens her with that fucking knife, and when he threatens the dad.
Yeah.
Who I literally legit thought was going to be involved in it.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
He's just a piece of shit dad. But yeah, when he slams that knife down, her attitude just melts, and she's like, okay, anything or whatever, because I just made lemonade, and I'm pretty sure fudge is on its way. And then when he slams the dad up against the door.
Yeah, and he hits the door on either side of his head. And the guy's like,
ugh. Yeah, and you could literally see a poop face, like, instant, like, oh no, I shit my pants, and I don't think it's over yet. And he didn't even have a weapon in his hand. He had nothing but him and a door, and I was like, oh, dude.
Him and some hatred.
Yeah, I was like, yikes.
Yeah, it's just a fun movie.
It is. It doesn't take itself, like, too seriously. Well, I mean, it's not like a joke, but...
back to those... you know, 80s and 90s action flicks that are like
overly it's like violent. Commando, and it's like Rambo.
Yeah.
Well, Rambos, I should say, because not just Rambo. Yeah, so, I mean, I agree with everything. So my three are, the things that I liked were the overabundance of just violentness that he put forward as revenge.
Dude, I didn't mention any of the kills outside of the heart rip, but... there's some of them.
Yeah, there's the thing about this is the first movie where he takes revenge.
Yeah.
Everything else he's literally doing to get
either somebody or get out of a situation.
Yeah, either with himself or with them to rescue someone, whatever, right? But this one is methodical, and it's vindictive is a very good word for it.
I think that's the reason the violence
is so
amped up.
Yeah.
Because
it plays the fact
it's realistic, but realistically, if you say all those events of Rambo really happened to a person, like, and he finally, for the first time, strategically tried to kill a bunch of people, of course it's going to be fucking brutal, dude.
Yeah. There's no way around it, because normally he's trying to pat down the homicidal rage that's inside of him.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm going to murder, like, he literally sees red whenever he looks at these people, and, like... you saw it in his eyes before he got mugged by the 30-odd people who beat him up and left him for essentially dead.
Yeah, he was gonna...
like, he was gonna murder, for sure. Like, he charged them, guns came out, he's like, well, okay, well, let me just think about this a little differently. But, like, to think that he doesn't, like, oh, how did he have all this planned? Bitch, I don't know if you know this or not. A, he was asleep for, like, 4 days in Paz Vega's apartment.
Yeah.
Recovering from the literal beating of his life. Then when he got back, he went and got her, Like, within, after those 4 days, she was obviously drugged up and sexually abused and all that fun stuff. Died on the way back to his house. He then exacts his revenge. But you can see how much time he has because he has fully healed scars. Yeah. This isn't like the next day.
No, no. This is... he.
This is weeks, if not a month or so later.
Even when he goes back and he talks to the reporter chick, and she's like she's in a different place. She, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She's like, oh, shit. You know, it wasn't next day kind
of
shit.
Yeah, like, she's sort of moved on. Obviously, she hadn't. But his also, stitched up scars were scars.
Yeah.
They weren't they weren't pink skin. They were hardened over scars. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And so he's literally, not only did he did it in twofold. He won. He let them have a sense of, oh, it's over. He got her, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, shit the bed. Let's just rebuild, right? Like, oh, we'll have to replace. Like, the girls, none of them left. They were so terrified that, like, all we have to do is just give them more drugs and it's fine, right? On, like, one more free bed to throw some poor child into. And then he spent all that time, like, we saw a montage of it. But we're used to montages from 80s movies.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time passing. Like, he dug a lot of holes. That's not like a week. Like I'm going to dig six giant holes.
It's a weekend gig. Yeah.
That trench, yes, he used a backhoe for it. But that's not a fucking afternoon job. Nah. That thing was pretty fucking big. All those explosives, all that stuff he had to build. You saw him make so much stuff. I mean, it's not like, oh, I'm going to spend a long weekend. Like, a three-day weekend coming up, I'm gonna booby pat the farm. I mean, it's not a three-day weekend thing.
He was ready to go.
Like, he is, yeah.
Well thought out.
Yeah. So, like, I get your frustration with people saying, how did he get all this done? It's like, bitch, he had a while to get this done.
And also, people just can't have fun at a movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be so serious. No.
You know what I mean?
I go to a movie for escapism.
If you're trying to make a serious movie, I get it.
Yeah, if you're trying to make a serious movie, go see Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Durr.
If plot is important to you, a Vin Diesel movie, I may suggest.
Yeah. So I like the severity of the violence in it. I really enjoyed that. I liked the, to your point, I like the character progression in this. Where you see him where he's fractured human being who's just trying to get by.
Yeah.
And he isolates himself because he knows he probably has night terrors the few times he does sleep. He obviously has anger management issues.
Well, and there's so many details. Again, if people are paying attention, they give you all the information on how broken he is as a man. Like, even if you're talking about, like, he probably has night terrors, like, they never mention him having night terrors, never mention him having nightmares or anything like that. But there's a scene where the old lady asks, how did you sleep? And he goes, oh, I slept okay. And they cut back to her basically rolling her eyes, knowing that he didn't sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just pay attention. Like, there's things in there that feed to the story, but nobody wants to, unless it's said in dialogue, people are like, well, it didn't happen. Like, well, can you give Stallone a little bit of credit at this point in his career?
We're five movies in.
Yeah, like, you should know the character. Yeah, you shouldn't need, like, a lot of character building.
I don't know if those people must have not have rewatched or remember or even seen the fourth one, because a lot of that's explained that he has issues. He
woke up through nightmares multiple times in the fourth movie.
Yeah, like he isolates himself again. He's staying away from people, and so much more in this one that he's on this super isolated horse ranch that literally only has two other people on it.
Yep.
And they live in a house where he lives in tunnels. And it's like, dude, like, this dude has crazy, terrible issues that he's working through. And he finally gets a chance to, like, turn those on, and he does it. The third thing I really liked, I actually liked the elements of story that were in it. And it wasn't a huge story, but it was enough to know where and what was happening in it.
Yeah.
Because, you don't have to have anybody holding your hands and telling you all these different things. For at least me, I understood it. And the thing I was surprised by was the girl's death. Like, I was surprised that the happy ending for Rambo is a slow rock on a rocking chair on his porch of his devastated house Well, actually, the house is pretty actually okay, yeah. Except for the burning corpses on
the land around it.
Yeah, it's land all, is a little bit rough. Yeah, little
the barn's
little,
a little rough too.
Barn has some burn damage on one side, some burning corpses in front of it, a dude with a heart ripped out and an L shaped cut into him, held up by four arrows, which is probably going to start smelling pretty bad in the Arizona desert. But who knows? It could be this
real
the
quick.
Yeah, real quick, and it's summertime because we know that because Gabriella, his pseudo niece in this, is getting ready to go to college. So we know it's summertime because she's not at college yet, yeah. And that's what happens. So you know it's balmy there. It's a little bit warm. And I guarantee you that barn is not a fucking cool place to be.
The good thing, though, is all the fire that's going on is probably going to keep the coyotes away from eating the dead bodies.
That's the least of his worries at this point. I think.
I'm just saying, like,
but the point I'm getting is
coyotes
like,
suck. You don't want to have an
infestation of coyotes. Exactly. Yeah, definitely. This Stallone's happy ending for Rambo is two parts, three parts. He got to murder a ton of people who did him wrong, finally. He gets to have his slow rock on his rocking chair on his front porch while trying to stop the bleeding from the two grievous gunshot wounds that he got. And he gets to ride off into the proverbial sunset on one of his, apparently, horses that he got back or stole someone else's. I'm not too sure. Yeah. But he rides off into the sunset.
But kinda. Like, it happens. You see, like, little clips of it during the credits. They do a cool thing during the credits, too, where they're showing, like, clips from all the movies in order.
Yeah.
But, I was really expecting...
Death?
Two things... Yeah.
I heard a lot of people say they expected him to die.
Yeah, I was expecting him to just, like, a long shot behind the rocker, just stop rocking, you know? Just something like that. Or him walking over to the tree where the girl and his mom was buried, her mom was buried, and just, like, sitting there.
Yeah.
And then, like, panning away from there, which I'm willing to bet, because those are too easy. I'm willing to bet they filmed those. But then they show him getting on a horse, kind of, and riding off. But he's probably gonna die.
He's probably gonna die.
He ain't. I don't think he's gonna make it.
He ain't gonna make it. So yeah. So that's Rambo Last Blood.
We love our action movies at this podcast. Yeah. So we will defend.
We are
fun action movies forever. Where do you rank it in terms of the other Rambos?
It's probably last for me.
Yeah.
And the only reason why is, I mean, the action was good and I liked it, but...
It's a slow build for a Rambo movie.
Because the last 20 minutes is the action.
Yeah.
There's the hammer scene, which is fucking... phenomenal.
The collarbone
scene, which is really good. But everything else was like that slow burn. What was it? I'm trying to think of... I think it's in order... It's hard. Two, three, one, four, five. I think. Yeah, I think it has to be that way. I can't remember. I'm trying to think of if I liked four more than three. Because 4 was a much darker movie, like tone-wise. I mean, not that 3 was fucking, you know, run through daisies, but 4 was so much darker in the tone of the movie itself. And just the character himself being like the state that the character is in, you know what I mean? Like, he's living in Thailand, just outside, you know, obviously, or wherever he ends up being. I can't remember if I even figured out where he was actually at. I just know he was able to ride his boat to Burma, so he's obviously pretty close to Burma, so somewhere in there. I'm guessing probably like right up the river or something. But he's a loner. Even the locals stay away from him. Like, no, he doesn't have any, like, he has that little kid that, like, kind of runs back, but little kids don't understand, you know, evil things for the most part. But, yeah, it's weird because, like, that one, I like the severity of that one. Like, him going in, he's older, he's kind of put that behind him, but then you see that aggression come out, and he sneaks his way in, killing very few people, gets them out, and just murders everyone around him because he knows it's necessary because of the viciousness that those people have and are willing to do. He's willing to match that in veracity, you know what I mean? And the fact that he makes a new knife because he needs one, like he's retired the Bowie knife, and so he's like, I need something. I'm a big fan of pokey long thingies that shoot from like a string thing, but I'm also a really big fan of like large bladed objects. Not swords. Those are crude.
Yeah.
I want something a little wield here. So he makes we nicknamed the Rambetti
because
it's literally a Bowie knife of a machete, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention the whole letter opener thing. Yeah. There's a lot of... There's this scene... In Rambo Last Blood, where he makes a air quotes letter opener for his niece who's getting ready to go to college, and she's like, that doesn't really look like, no one really sends letters. Like, well, then you can use it to defend yourself against boys or whatever.
Keep the boys away.
Yeah. But later,
it's just a dagger.
And the later, I don't know if Mike caught this or not.
Yeah.
When he goes back to start his revenge off and cut the head off of the brother, he leaves a photo of that he had of her, used the knife that he made her, and stabbed into the heart through the picture on the decapitated, on the now headless body of the brother, and left it there. A, no one's going to know where that knife came from except for the viewer and him, but it's just to show you, like, oh, this is like, I'm full on... You're my marks now. You're in trouble. But I liked... I think I liked 3 because it's that classic... It's very classic action-y. But I do like 4 a lot. But I think that's my order. 2, 1, 3, 4, 5. What about you?
I think mine would be... 1, 2, 5, 4, 3.
1, 2? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3?
Yeah.
You like 5 more than 4?
Barely.
Okay. Barely. Is it because of all the action at the end?
Yeah, dude. It's so gnarly.
Because 4 had it was the same thing. It was like a lot of action just at the end.
But it's like more... 4 had a lot more elements of part 2 in it.
Yeah.
You know, and crawling around the mud and yeah, not. This is like a wholly different setting.
Yeah.
Which was weird to see Rambo like...
Because 2 and 4 have...
The same background, essentially. The same.
Yeah. He's fighting his way in somewhere to fight his way back out. And so there's a lot of using the environment to murder people at nighttime.
I rank these, I love all these movies.
Yeah.
Like, I am the biggest.
We're not saying fan. One's worse than the others. We're just saying in our favorites of them, that's where it goes. So.
But one is almost weird. I almost don't even like including one as part of that because it's such a different movie.
Yes.
It's
less of an action movie, more of a survival movie.
See, the author of the book that it was based on is all like, I don't like where this character's gone. It's like, it's not up to you. You didn't keep writing books. Fuck you.
Yeah, you also killed him. So, I mean, you killed him off in the first book, the only book. So, I mean, you have no say.
Did you watch that scene?
The deleted scene?
Yeah. It's gnarly, dude.
Yeah.
Did you imagine?
Kind of nuts, though, think about it.
It's a good scene.
Yeah. It's weird to think because we're so used to the real ending. The real ending, but the ending that played in the movie. That you're like, oh, like this kind of changes everything. A, because he's dead, so you can't make 2, 3, 4, or 5. But it's like, oh, that actually changes that story too.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't win.
Yeah.
Not that what happens in the movie, he wins.
He's not fighting the town at that point. He's fighting himself.
Yeah.
Demons and shit.
So, like, it's not like he's, like, you know, Brian Denny. He's like,
watch that,
I got him.
People.
Yeah.
Watch that. I think it's got to be on the Blu-ray. I'm guessing it's on the iTunes special features of the first one.
Yeah, probably.
It's probably on YouTube. What am I talking about?
Yeah, now it is, yeah.
Watch.
Alternate ending for Rambo First Blood.
And he offs himself at the end after the speech and everything. Instead of just
walking off
crying and reaching for his boss, his boss has a gun out on him as like a precautionary thing, and he grabs it and pulls the trigger himself. Yeah. There's a lot of weird alternate endings for old movies out there.
Apparently, speaking of alternate endings, and we're probably not going to have time for Ad Astra, we'll give our quick stuff on it. Unless we go longer, it doesn't matter to me. But apparently, and I need to watch them because I have them all in both Blu-ray and digital. Apparently, there's alternate scenes for Harry Potter that really change the narrative of some characters, apparently.
Yeah.
That I don't know, again, for the folks who don't know, I've only read the first book. But I've seen all the movies multiple times. So I know the story very well. Not as well as I would if I had read the... Because knowing I've read the first book, there's a lot more background stuff you learn, just like any book, because they're easier books, to have stuff in them than the movies. But for the most part, you get the sense of the movie from the book. Or you get the sense of the book from the movie without having to know it. But I'm interested to see what these scenes are, because apparently there's a bunch that like change, not Harry or like any of the main, like it's mostly like, I guess there's a scene with Malfoy that's different and a couple other like side characters that make him like, I don't know if it's better or worse or whatever, but people have been talking about like, it's, I can't imagine like they're not new scenes. Like people didn't go like, oh, we've got brand new scenes and here they are. It's like, they had have been out already. Someone just discovered him, like, yo.
Someone popular probably put him on.
Yeah, like, have you seen, like, spread, shit, you know what I mean? So it's interesting. I just saw that there, speaking of alternate endings.
Do you ever see the, there's a scene from Lethal Weapon that never made it in the original movie with the school shooter?
Yeah, I remember. I never seen it, but.
Fucking weird, dude.
I remember reading about it, yeah.
So in the first, we're so far off of. Ad Astra.
But
the first Lethal Weapon movie, people forget because it kind of turned into a cool buddy cop franchise. Riggs was legit crazy, like, and suicidal. Yeah. And he didn't like want to die, but he just also
Was that the alternate opening?
It's one of the first scenes with him.
Yeah. Oh shit, really?
So
when he's already in LA?
Yeah.
Oh shit. So he's already moved to LA.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was like the alternate opening.
Not even now. I can't remember for sure, but it's early in the movie. Like it's very early.
Is it like the senator's house from Mallrats?
No,
where it's like it's a completely different opening to the movie.
No, see, I think it was just one more scene to amp up his crazy.
Gotcha. Okay.
So what it was is he's driving. He gets a call about a school shooter, which is crazy that they did a school shooter scene back then.
Yeah.
Because there's, at that point, there was no really.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Flash.
You do it now. People are like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Back then we're like, what? That doesn't happen. So some dude armored himself up, killed some people in a school and was popping off shots at like out of a window of like a 2 or 3 story school building.
1987.
That's so
crazy. So yeah, it's weird to think that was
so thing. And like Riggs gets there and they tell him what's going on, and because Riggs is suicidal, he just loads his weapon and just walks right towards him, and like he sees the window that he's shooting out, and this guy's like armored up and, you know, has a rifle and shit, and for whatever reason doesn't hit Riggs, and Riggs just walks in just stone faced, getting shot at, doesn't get hit, but is just pinpointing with his handgun, just shooting at this dude till he gets him. Yeah. I want to say even reloads at one point until he gets him. It's so fucking intense. Then I was like, why didn't they keep that in? And I'm like, it's pretty dark tone because, like, if I'm not mistaken, there's like dead kids laying around and shit.
Oh, there's bodies?
Yeah, like it's pretty fucked up, dude.
What? There's a director's cut that has it?
That must have been where I seen it.
No way. Do I have that? I don't know if they did a cut with it.
It's pretty cool, though.
That's pretty gnarly. I didn't know that. I remember hearing about it or reading about it somewhere. But holy shit. No, it's got to be in the extras, right? There's no way it's in the... I'm trying to see if... Fucking IGN is so terrible. Their articles and their upside down question marks for some reason. I don't know why that's a thing. Just, they're all over this fucking article. Gibson is cast as a sort of role of you love to see him in. The action scene has a certain particular edginess. Like the Gibson character brings down a suicide jumper off the roof the short way.
The short way.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out if they have... Oh, well, here it is. I'm talking about it. So what is the difference in the director's cut? Well, nothing has been dropped, and only two scenes were added. In one, Riggs is dispatched to end a schoolyard sniper standoff. Since he's psycho, he just walks out onto the playground, aims up at the sniper, and nails him. The other additional scene shows Riggs picking up a hooker to watch the Three Stooges with
him. Yeah, that's the other one.
So they are in the movie of the director's cut.
Yeah. That's the other one I forgot, yeah.
Is the one on iTunes the director's cut? Because I have that, I need to watch it.
I don't know. The school shooting scene's probably got to be on YouTube.
It is, yeah. I did a... Oddly enough, if you type in the words lethal weapon and then school, guess what the first thing that comes up is?
Shooting?
Not a school for learning how to do lethal weapon stuff, but literally a school shooting scene. That's like the first thing that shows up. I was like, well, that's clearly a thing. And if you don't believe me, you can do it. Like, if you just type in lethal weapon and the word... Just start school and it shows up. Yeah, there it is. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's the second. So if you do lethal weapon and then the letters SCH, you get one thing before school shooting scene, and that's schedule.
Oh, because it's a TV show.
Yeah. So Google will tell you how popular response is by telling you where it is in that list. I legit forgot how to look up movies on my phone for a second. I was like, where do I find these movies? I know where movies, lethal weapon. Oh man, I have to scroll. I should have searched. It was a terrible decision by me. There's all the Harry Potters, which I should look up to see if it has those scenes. I have to watch that video and see what they're talking about with scenes so I can watch them. Ooh, good lord. There's so many. Why do I have so many movies? Ooh, Last Boy Scout. Sorry, I got distracted. Does it say if it's the director's cut or not? What's the length? Length. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
No, no.
Box office, she was sharing.
Definitely helps set up the darker tone of Riggs really wanting to die. Because I feel like people don't watch the first movie anymore without knowledge of the rest of the series.
Yeah.
And so if you isolate that first movie, it's kind of rough, dude. Like, he's in a bad spot.
110 minutes is an hour. Or no, 110 minutes is just under 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Hour 50.
It's an hour 50. It's an hour 49 on the ones on iTunes. And I don't think I own another version of it. I didn't realize there's such a difference in the director's cut, though. So does iTunes have a director's cut? Knowing today's society, it's probably been something removed.
Maybe.
Yeah, it doesn't show up in the search when you start typing it in. Oh, there's a podcast where a guy talks about it, though.
Is it us?
No, it's a different guy.
Is it this podcast?
Well, I don't know if it's talking about that, but that's the search that came up when I did it. I'll do more research when we're not recording a podcast, because I'm not editing anything out, including the silence that just went on. Well, because we don't edit shit. Yeah, it all comes naturally.
And also, it's hard.
I mean, it takes effort, and I'm not going to do it.
I mean, I've been supposed to be doing a solo podcast for like a year now.
Yeah, it's true. And I've yet to hear anything from it. So we'll see. But real quick, we'll just do it because we promised Ad Astra. We'll go over it real fast.
Yeah.
We'll do a sped up version real quick. No, like talking about it. 3-1 and then your impressions. So did you like it? Your three things you liked and or didn't like, and then your one thing you're surprised by.
All right.
Rapid fire.
I did like it.
Okay.
But I didn't love it.
Gotcha.
One thing, it's beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous.
It's just gorgeous to look at. It's great. So
very claustrophobic. That.
Oh, Jesus. Two, the intensity of it. It's, you talk about slow burns and stuff like that. Goddamn. There's so many long extended shots of like super uncomfortable, intense, claustrophobic situations. And they just, whoever made this movie was just like, we're just going to let that breathe for a while. We ain't speeding shit up. And,
or don't let it breathe. Look at that way.
It was pretty rough. But also made like the payoffs a lot cooler. And again, just going fast, Brad Pitt is fucking good, dude. So like, he's just good at acting.
Yeah.
Like, I think people forget, cause I feel like he's kind of more celebrity than actor now sometimes, but
he hasn't had any big features in a while.
Yeah. I mean, he had that Tarantino flick just now and this one.
Yeah, but like, I'm talking about feature.
Yeah, but I'm feeling like these two are kind of reminding people his range. I mean, he's just really fucking good at acting. And I will say why I didn't... I liked it. I didn't love it.
Yeah.
It's got a rewatchability to it of like once for me. Like, I'm probably down the road going to rewatch it one more time.
Yeah.
It's not going to be one of the ones where I go back to. Because I have a thing with movies, and this is going to sound weird. Remember that movie Drive with...
The
handsome guy. What's his name?
Ryan
Gosling.
There you go.
That's the same kind of movie. Like, I liked it, but I didn't love it because I feel like it felt like they're trying to be artsy, like an art film.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but it seemed weird to me. Like, there is some scenes that just seemed weird to me. I get that with Ad Astra. I felt like it was an art house film with a giant budget in space, which is, it's not a bad thing. It's just not something that I'm going to fucking clasp onto right away. Maybe after I rewatch it, I'll get because I know more like what to expect. I could appreciate it a little bit more. But going into this movie, I didn't know what the fuck it was going to be about. I didn't know if it was going to be about fucking moon pirates, because there's moon pirates in the movie.
Yeah, it's super awesome.
I didn't know if it was going to be about fucking space monkeys attacking people, because there's a space monkey attacking people.
I'm not going to explain it. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just don't know.
It's a monkey in space. It's a space monkey. I get it. Yes.
So there's a scene in it where a research chimp. Let's loose any attacks.
Is it a chimp, technically? Wasn't that like one of those crazy...
I don't know. It was fucking gnarly.
It's like one of the ones that's on that new Jumanji poster, right?
Yeah.
Not technically...
I don't know.
They're
it
looks some sort, yeah.
frightening. And it...
So fucking terrifying.
It killed the people on the crew. It obviously got out and it killed... More than one.
More than one.
But like, leading up to that moment, because again, I don't know what this movie is really about, because the trailers played it pretty close to the vest.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't sure what to expect. And at that point, I'm thinking, is this movie going to turn into a monster movie?
By the way, I had to look up what Ad Astra meant.
Is it To the Stars, right? In like a different...
To the Stars in Latin. It's a Latin phrase. Yeah. I couldn't remember what it's from, but yeah, apparently it's a famous thing. So.
But yeah, it's... Again, if I rewatched the movie, I might appreciate it a little bit more because I know what to expect. I was just really confused most of the movie because I don't know... I didn't know where the fuck it was going.
Yeah.
Like, at all. Even the ending, I was like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
You know? Also... Yeah, so that's it. Go to.
What was your surprise?
Oh, the surprise was
Was it Space Monkey?
Well, yeah, Space Monkey.
Because that threw me the fuck off.
Yeah, well, again, I didn't know what the fuck this movie was about, so I was like, oh, this movie's about aliens.
I did. Or monsters. I mean, I did know, but I didn't know to the extent. Like, I didn't know it was going to happen, but I just knew what the main story was.
My surprise was the... The shitty dad at the end was really kind of...
Ooh, that was rough.
Yeah, that was brutal, dude. I was really hoping he'd get some kind of...
Closure
and some acceptance. And I felt like he got a little bit...
Yeah, with the very end portion.
Yeah, when he gets... please let me go. And he tells him... Or even before that, he's like, we could have done so much if we had more men like us.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, you're complimenting him, but you're also batshit crazy, old man. Yeah. I don't know.
And it doesn't matter what you say because you've already... ruined. Yeah, I mean, we can keep people. A lid on what happened because really, when you get to it, he didn't do anything terrible except for he never stopped it when he probably could have. But he was still dejected. Doesn't matter. But mine's going to be a couple things. I actually really enjoyed the movie because I like I love sci-fi stuff, but I love as Mike's put it, art stuff too. And that's not a bad thing, what Mike said. Well, I'm not picking on him, but he's very correct. It is very artistically made movie. Much more than, like,
again,
Interstellar.
I don't want to say I'm shitting on it because of that.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what the fuck to expect.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's kind of jarring when you see Brad Pitt in a space movie and you see gunshots in the trailer. You're thinking more sci-fi thriller,
yeah,
you know, than sci-fi art house.
Yeah.
So it was just...
Yeah, I'm not picking on Mike because what he said. I'm just saying I'm pinpointing the fact that I actually liked that artistic movie making portion of it, so I love that. Was that one thing? Right? Yeah. The sound design in this movie, again, nerdy stuff.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it sounded amazing.
And this fucking movie is ridiculous.
You could articulate that a lot better than I can. That's why I didn't mention it.
Yeah, like,
I knew you would.
Everything from the lack of music in many scenes.
There's very little music in
this
movie at all.
There's a score.
It's very bizarre.
In it. It's very, very small. But the sound design of the... When you're more than... So when you're focusing... There's not a whole lot of first-person views in everything, which is a lot of things that space movies do, like Gravity did it, where like you're kind of looking through her eyes, whatever. You have the and you don't have that like close-up on just their face inside their mask thing. It's always outside the mask, so the audio is deadened outside, and then all you hear is like him talking through a mic or people talking back through him. But then there's like eerie silence around him because it's space and there's really no sound. And the only sound you get is picked up from internally on his suit. So, for example, like the space pirate scene when they're shooting and stuff blows up, you don't hear explosions. All you hear is reverberations of sounds coming through stuff, like through the body of the car and the stuff bouncing off of his suit, that kind of stuff. But just the lack of ambient sound is haunting this movie, and it's so well done. The third thing I liked, was the acting by everybody in this movie, because Donald Sutherland, who I did not realize was in this movie as much as he was. Like, I remember seeing a thing saying, you know, Donald Sutherland's in this. I'm like, oh, cool. I almost could have swore Donald Sutherland wasn't alive anymore, because I was like, wait, he is still alive. Okay, cool. But there's a lot of people you'll recognize in this movie. But there's this eeriness to so many of the characters because of the world, and if you're not paying attention to the world you're in this, it's not this future, like utopia that many things would, many people, like the way the movie makes you feel, like through the ads, like, oh, there's space travel and there's people live on Mars, blah, blah, blah. It's a terrible existence, and the world they live in is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
It is unpleasant. It's like real life, but like imagine the human race spread around the internal part of our galaxy. Probably the most
realistic future movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, other than Idiocracy and Children of Men.
I've never seen Children of Men.
You've never seen Children of Men?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I hate you so much right now. Anyways, so I love that. And then the thing I was surprised by, I'd like to say I was surprised by that fucking space monkey, because that shit was terrifying. Terrifying. But I was actually surprised by the story, because it's not what I thought it was. I knew what it was about, which is different than what actually happens. I knew it was about Tommy Lee Jones being Brad Pitt's father who disappeared in space, and he's then tasked with a mission to go find him. That's the premise that you are given before everything comes out. There's a lot more to it, way more to it, and I was surprised by... I was surprised at how much more I enjoyed it, because I was kind of like, in a way, scared it was going to be a very lackluster movie that way.
Yeah.
But I thought it was very done well, and the emotion in it is so well done. That scene when he breaks in the recording booth was hard to watch. Because he starts drumming up, and he's staring at that recording booth, and you can see the tears in his eyes. I was like,
yeah. If he does get nominated for the Oscar, it's going to be that scene that, like, gets it.
Because it was
probably going to get nominated for an Oscar.
Man.
Because Oscars love giving people, give a lot of monologues and facial expressions.
Yeah, it was, I just really liked it a lot. And I
it was a trip. It was a good movie.
It's sci-fi gets a bad rap when people say, oh, it's a sci-fi movie, because for some reason people shit on sci-fi movies, but I mean, a sci-fi movie has been the top grossing movie in theaters for years.
Yeah.
Star Wars being many of them. Avatar, I don't know if you guys know this or not, that's sci-fi. That shit ain't technically fi yet. It's still sci-fi. Or as I like to say, science nonfiction. Like, this is in the lines, and this will be the last thing I say about it. This is in line with things like The Martian. Like the real, like ones based on real, like space travel stuff, like Apollo 13 and stuff like that. Because it feels real. Because the technology is, like, the most, like I was even telling Tim last night, the most outlandish sci-fi part of it is the fucking, like, weird technology they have, like the glass panel screens that are tablets that have perfect image quality on them, even though you can kind of see someone's hand behind it, or like that little receiver thing he puts on his neck to do his vitals and stuff for the mission check stuff. That's the most sci-fi about this whole thing, other than the fact that, because
the ability to travel,
travel the stars. Yeah. But even that's like, they give you a reason why that's a thing, and it's not like, oh, in, you know, like a day and a half we're at Mars. No, was like
it, then when we both looked at each other and it said like route back to Earth, like what is it, 194 days?
Yeah, like we're like, fuck, Lord Almighty. So it's cool because like they play with that, but like it's treating science fiction as if it's just like a real thing.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously it's not, because there's a lot of stuff, but like it feels the most real of any sci-fi movie outside of like The Martian, which is based on real technology, real just science. Ramped up to what it could be if we got everything right. And this is that same way. And the fact that this will be the last thing. Virgin Galactic is featured in it.
Yeah.
Because they mentioned he's going to be writing commercial, and I was like, oh, ha ha ha, and then he's sitting there, and it's Virgin Galactic. I was like,
that's a
fucking genius.
$125 for a pillow and a blanket.
Yeah, which then I leaned over Mike and said, at least we know the prices went down.
Yeah,
which line. Is hilarious. That's a
good line.
And
but, also yeah. when they got to the moon,
how airporty it was.
Yeah, you saw the outside shot. You see like a subway and like a something shop, and
yeah,
like you see the brands. It's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, and even he talks about how like, commercialized it is, and they're like, oh, that's exactly what it would be like if people were taking trips to the moon for like vacation.
Yeah.
It felt like an airport. And they even talked about like how like the moon had different areas for different occupations, like this United States area, whatever, right? And we have to travel, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's just, it's the most real you can have in a science fiction that's still science fiction, but it's very, 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 it feels very real.
The only part, there's one part of the movie where I thought was like, and it wasn't even a big stretch, but I thought like, well, I don't know if that would even work, is when he took himself back to his ship at the end. You know what I'm talking about? When he takes the panel as the
oh, yeah.
thing. That's the only part of the whole movie where at any point I was like, would that work? Like
it would.
Would, but it's a risky move, but it's the only movie I had.
So yeah. Good,
but
I don't want to say only part about that bothered me was that you could still see him a little bit. I mean, I know it was probably camera angles more than anything else, and I'd have to ask Joe because he's our expert on space stuff.
He's a space guy.
I like the fact that when he was going through the ring of Neptune, you could see the heat build up because he's entering something that is not, I don't want to say atmosphere, but he's traveling through in the little particulates are moving in one direction, he's going the other, and his velocity. But yeah, that part was gnarly too. Like that part was like, is this how this ends?
Yeah, I thought he was gonna overshoot it too. I was like, oh no, get it, get the
ladder. I was like, oh no, Mission to Mars. Right? Is it the one where Tim Robbins pops his helmet off and he instantly freezes? Yeah. Is that Mission to Mars, right? Joe hates that movie for that one scene, by the way.
Nah, he loves it.
No, he hates that movie.
He loves all space stuff.
I mean, granted, he's not far off from it. Anyhow, that's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally. We are
Mike.
I am Cody, and again, that blank space was for Joe, who's out of town but not here anyways. And that's it for this week's episode, everybody. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Bye.